LA crime: hotel guests robbed of $100,000 in jewelry while waiting for Uber. By Joel B. Polak on December 7, 2021. Los Angeles, California, police are searching for the armed robbers who stole $100,000 of jewelry at gunpoint Tuesday from guests at the Intercontinental Hotel in Wilshire in downtown LA who were waiting in the valet lobby for an Uber ride. NBC Los Angeles reported. The robbery occurred around 1 a.m., while the two hotel guests were waiting in the hotel's valet area for an Uber. The two thieves emerged from a dark sedan and took around $100,000 worth of jewelry and other items while threatening the victims at gunpoint, then took off. The robbery is the latest in a series of what the Los Angeles Times has called a spate of brutal, brazen crimes across the city. Outgoing Mayor Eric Garcetti cut $150 million from the Los Angeles Police Department budget last year, in deference to the Black Lives Matter movement, and did not restore the funding when federal relief funds flooded the city's coffers with cash earlier this year. LA District Attorney George Gascon, elected in 2020 with millions of dollars in help from left-wing billionaire George Soros, has set about reducing sentences for violent criminals. He recently prided himself on the number of years he had helped criminals avoid in prison. Last week, a man recently released from state prison allegedly murdered Jacqueline Avon, the wife of legendary music producer Clarence Avon, in their Beverly Hills home. And Mayor Garcetti boasted that the city had arrested 14 people allegedly involved in recent mass looting events, but all 14 were let go, some without being required to post bail. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.